Hare Krishna Japa, Increasing Taste and Concentration, Technique 4, 8 Meditations. Meditation number 6, Nam Anubhav. Nayanam Galadashudharya, Varanam Gangara Rudayagira, Pulakar Nichitam Vapukada, Tava Nama Grahane Bhavishyati. Mahaprabhu prays on behalf of all of us in this meditation number 6. O Krishna, when will my eyes be beautified by filling with tears that constantly glide down as I chant your holy name? When will my voice choke up and all my bodily hairs will stand erect in transcendental happiness as I chant your holy name? After uttering this beautiful meditation number 6 on Nam Japa, Mahaprabhu gave his commentary. Without Krishna Prema, my life is useless. Without Krishna Prema, my life is useless. Therefore, I pray that you accept me as your servant and give me the treasure of your love. In this verse, meditation number 6, Mahaprabhu is describing the experiences, the anubhavas, the sattvic ecstasies that an advanced Krishna Nam Sadaka will experience at the level of bhava. These are symptoms of melting of the heart and expressions of deep attachment and budding love for Krishna and Krishna's Nam. Now the devotee's heart is fully purified and softened by various transcendental emotions, bhavas, which cause ecstatic bodily transformations known as sattvic vibhavs or vikaras. This verse describes 8 of the sattvic vibhavs: tears and choked voice and erect bodily hairs. Although here in meditation number 6, Mahaprabhu is describing the most elevated stage of Krishna Bhakti Sadhana, where the devotee, the Nam Sadaka, truly experiences ecstasy in Krishna consciousness. But even in this description of crying and hair standing on end and body trembling, shaking, Mahaprabhu uses 2 important words to remind us that such an elevated state of spiritual perfection is sudurlabha, very rare. It may come in the future, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, or even next life. Therefore, Mahaprabhu says, bhavishyati. Tava nama grahane bhavishyati. Bhavishya, in the future I may experience these ecstasies. It doesn't come easy. Everyone who chants the holy name at this stage, at this level, will experience anubhavas from the Nam, Nam anubhavas, in the future. Such divine bliss and Krishna anubhava will definitely come. But then Lord Chaitanya says, kada. Kada means when. Kada, when. Lord Chaitanya is asking, when will this happen? He's asking on behalf of us, on our behalf. So Mahaprabhu says, kada, when. This word kada means that a devotee must hanker for, yearn for, pray for, and hope for that day to come when, while chanting Hare Krishna or practicing Bhakti Bhajan, one will experience bhav while chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. One should have utkantita, eagerness, and restlessness, and always feel the urgency to advance in Krishna bhakti more and more, and to surrender more and more. This is meditation number 4 of the 8 meditation technique. Nayanam galadashudaraya varanam gadgada hrudaya ghira pulakar nichitam vapu kada tava nama grahane bhavishyati. O Krishna, when, oh when, will my eyes flood with tears as I chant your holy name and my voice choke up? Hare Krishna. And the hairs of my body stand on end due to the ecstatic bhava and bliss in my heart as I chant your holy name.